Well, welcome to the New Doctoral Student Consortium, or NDSC, podcast. Today, I'm excited to welcome back Larry Williams from CARMA. Larry, could you start by just introducing yourself, a brief introduction to what CARMA is and your role within CARMA?
Sure. Well, thank you, Samantha. It's great to be chatting with you all again. I am a professor of management in the Rawls College of Business at Texas Tech University. So that is my gig. I'm a full-time faculty member, and I'm very fortunate because since I've been here, all I do is teach doctoral students, and I teach research methods. I teach applied multivariate statistics. My specialty area is structural equation models, and so I'm just very passionate about working with doctoral students, and that's part of why I'm so interested in supporting NDSC. As part of my overall responsibilities here at Texas Tech, I am the director of CARMA, right? And that stands for the Consortium for the Advancement of Research Methods and Analysis. And we are an academic center here in the Rawls College of Business. And our main mission is to provide research methods education for doctoral students and for faculty. And so we're actually in our 27th year. I started CARMA in 1997 back at Virginia Commonwealth University, and I've moved it from school to school, and we've been here at Texas Tech for 6 or 7 years. And so our main, we're totally self-funded, and so our main ways that we operate is through an institutional membership program where a school pays a fee and they have access to live events that we deliver during the year on Zoom, as well as the recordings of those events and all of the other events as well. We put all of those recordings in what we call our CARMA video library. Since they started that in the fall of 2004, we have somewhere 275, roughly speaking, recordings on a variety of quantitative and qualitative topics, intro and advanced levels, micro and macro kinds of topics. And all of our presenters and our instructors, are nearly all of them, come from the management background. One of our taglines is you get to work with the best in our business. So our presenters and our short course instructors, I'll explain short courses in a second, you know, many of them are former editors, associate editors, early career award winners, distinguished career award winners, all from the area of management. So we sort of like to stress that when you participate with CARMA, not only do you get the technical instruction on the stat and the methods, but you get it from people who are the people who will be the gatekeepers, the readers, and evaluators of the work that you submit. And as part of the training and the lecturing that they do, they really emphasize how to use these tools in management research. So with that institutional membership program, there are lectures. We have, I want to draw attention, we have a special series of panel sessions we call our PhD prep panel that are targeted specifically for doctoral students. And we have a couple of special events for doctoral students that I'll highlight in a little bit. In addition to that, we also then are known for our short courses. And we have been doing short courses in person since 2001. When COVID hit, we switched to doing them online. And although we had hoped to go back in person, we continue to do them online. They are a total of 20 hours. 4 days, 5 hours a day. And again, with the instructors that are the best of our best in our business. And last year we did around 50 of them at different times of the year. So that's kind of a karma in a nutshell.
That's great. So NDSC, of course, focuses on early stage doctoral students. We're always looking to highlight these kinds of resources and opportunities available for students. What opportunities are there for PhD students to be involved with Karma, not just as a consumer of these great courses and resources, but really integrating into the organization?
Yeah, well, we have a role that we will be reinvigorating in this upcoming year, where we have a student representative from each school, each member school. As it turns out, many, if not most, of our member schools are schools that have doctoral programs because of the resource that we provide that can help doctoral students during their doctoral program. So we, is now that the Academy of Management is over, now that we are launching our first event, our first main event of our program is September the 5th. As we, a part of our membership approach, when universities join up, we will be identifying a PhD representative. And they're the person that we will be seeking input from in terms of what types of topics, what types of formats that we can use to make our, to make Karma more helpful. And they then, we hope that they also will promote and distribute and share some of the our promotional materials so that the people at the school get are aware of what we do. That's kind of our biggest challenge, is once we get the school to join, the degree to which other people on that campus know what they can get from their school's membership at no charge. Again, other than the short courses, for all of our other content, once a university joins, there's no fee to any faculty or student for what they do. It's on-demand access to all of these resources. And so that's kind of what we are wanting, what we have that we have been doing. And we pretty much are open to doing anything that can, that we're not doing, that may be a benefit to the, to our members. So we do our best to try to anticipate those needs and provide programs and events to meet those needs. But we welcome input, and the student representatives can be a part of that.
That's great. Yes, I know I've gotten emails from Shin at Rutgers as our Karma student rep.
Yep.
To point out what cool things are coming up and what's going on. So speaking of what's coming up and what's going on, I know you've got a few things coming in the next couple weeks
yeah.
that are really great, and wondered if you wanted to talk a bit about those and also some of the nitty-gritty of how do students find the Karma site? How do they sign up for these kinds of things? What does that process look like for those that haven't done any of that before?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so we've always wanted to have something for students and members before they actually start their courses in the fall semester. And we've dabbled a bit in doing it, but it's always been faced with the timing challenge, because usually the academy is, what, 2 weeks later than what it was this year. And that didn't leave much time in August before classes began to do anything special. And so once we saw what the academy scheduled the dates were going to be, and once we realized that meant we would have a good 3 to 4 weeks of open time before most places start up, we kind of said, hey, we're going to take advantage of this opportunity to try to do something that we've wanted to do for some time, which is put together a set of events for doctoral students and to help them get started. Because we all can remember kind of the frustrations of starting a doctoral program where you're reading theory classes. You start with theory classes, and then you also take content courses, and then you also then start taking your methods and your statistics. And that those first two semesters with the methods and statistics can be a really slow and painful process, because you don't really have any type of mental structure to see how it all fits together, right? You're learning a lot of specific terms and techniques and methods, but without any real type of framework or structure to plug all of that into. So we thought that by is kind of giving that type of content before classes begin, that that could be a good thing, and that it would enable students not only to get more out of the courses that they are taking, but also to be ready to jump right in and participate more effectively in their assistantship responsibilities. I mean, well, the name of the game is to do work as quickly as you can that enables you to be a co-author, right? And so we're hoping that by providing this type of training early on, that we can speed that process up and ease the pain a little bit as students get started. So for that particular need, we have the what is our new student workshop series. And all of this can be found, all the information I'm about to share with you can be found on our CARMA website, which is CARMA, C-A-R-M-A, T-T-U, as in Texas Tech University, .com. So we are lucky because even though we are a center at Texas Tech, they allow us to run our own website because we just have some special demands that they're not able to really meet within the .edu type of domain space. So karmattu.com. And so this is the new student workshop series, and it consists of 8 sessions. Let me just make sure I get the dates right. And that is the week of March 18th. And those dates are, it's Monday through Thursday, the 18th to the 21st. And there's a morning session and there's an afternoon session. And this is all put together by two of our CARMA's editorial team, Ernest O'Boyle and Justin DeSimon. You can find on the website the listing of what those 8 sessions are. And they are designed to sort of be comprehensive in terms of the 8 topics that will be covered. But also, we are recognize that in some places is an orientation week. So you can join live for any of them that you're able to. So we create the package the New Doctoral Student Workshop Series as a grouping of these eight. We make recordings of eight that will then be available on demand at no charge for Academy members and non-Academy members. And but we encourage people to come to the live ones that they can. And so these eight topics include ethics, open science and scientific integrity, connecting theory to methods, measurement from scales to sources, research design and causal inference, literature reviews, meta-analysis, and the accumulation of knowledge, qualitative methods, assumptions, approaches, and applications, and AI and the future of organizational research. Those are the eight topic categories in those eight sessions, each for lasting an hour and a half. And the morning ones start at 9 a.m. and then 11 a.m. So they're really back to back. So you can get both sessions if you want out of the way before lunch. So they're live events, but then the recordings are also available on demand in the video library. So that's one thing that we're doing for new doctoral students that are coming on board. Now, as far as we're concerned, those events are open to anybody. So there may be some first-year students who want to come to those as sort of a refresher, and we're good with that. That's why we changed it from incoming to new, because we thought new was a little bit more inclusive. So that's one of the two events, and I'll talk about how people can sign up for it in just a minute. The other thing that you'll find at the homepage, our homepage at the top banner, is what we're calling our Methods Review Watch Series. This is another grouping of eight. And we're borrowing this idea from the University of Minnesota, who organized similar types of sessions for a couple of years. And what we have done is we have taken eight of our existing recordings, and it's like a watch party. So Karma will create a Zoom room where for those eight, we will live stream the eight, and but then we will also have in nearly all cases, the original presenter will then join the Zoom room after the recording has played for 30 minutes of Q&A. And what we're really excited about is with these eight sessions, those again are back to back in the morning, only those instead of going Monday through Thursday in one week, we wanted to spread it out a little bit. So we're doing next Tuesday, Thursday, that's the 5th and the 7th. And then the following Tuesday, Thursday, the 12th and the 14th. So 4 days, 2 weeks of Tuesday, Thursday, in the mornings, two sessions each. And again, as with the new student workshop series, you can come to, you don't have to sign up to take all of them. You can watch one of them, two of them, it doesn't really matter. And then we will place the recordings of those also in our video library. So, you know, when I left Copenhagen, I was like, man, classes don't start for 3 weeks. What was I thinking of filling in all this time with Karma work? But then I was reminded of what an opportunity it is. And the best part about going to the Academy is we get to hear directly from the students who participate in our events. So I got to speak at the NDSC welcome session, and the people in the methods community are all very excited about the role that we play. And I'm just very fortunate that for the most part, whenever I ask people to, if they want to and are able to contribute, most will find a way because they believe in it. But we've got a nice selection with those eight. And for each of those eight sessions, we are having a host school. And so a virtual host school. So those host schools, let me just call them out here. They include Texas Tech, Indiana University, Erasmus University, the University of Minnesota, and Texas A&M, Hong Kong Polytechnic, I think that's it. So it's going to be a doctoral student who will be hosting those events and will come on and they will introduce the event and then they will manage the sessions with the Q&A. So we're really excited. It was a way for us to get more doctoral students involved, not only by watching with Karma, but also by hosting the events. So on the on our homepage is described how one accesses these events, and it's really very easy. You can have to go to the Karma website and basically create an account. We call it our user account, and that gives you access to that gives you a name and a password. There's absolutely no charge to do that. And once you have that access account, then you can go in and register for the package. And we have two packages, one for the Methods Review Watch Series that I just mentioned, and the other for the New Student Workshop Series. You sign up for those packages. Again, there's no charge. And when the day and the time of the event occurs, you log into Karma, you go to your user area, and boom, your link is there. And there's event pages that give information, bios, and readings, and PowerPoint slides, and things like that. But it's really very easy. And again, both of these things are free to all doctorals, to anybody, and that we are especially encouraging doctoral students because that's what we do. So I was very lucky. In 84 was starting my second year, and that, like the people that were at the NDSC session in Copenhagen, that was me, right? 43 years ago, I think, if you do the math right. And so that was just when the methods division was getting started. And so being involved in, I'm an organizational behavior is my content area, but like a lot of the methods community, we just have a passion for methods, and we became a part of this methods community, and we're very interested in giving back. So that's kind of what we do and how we do it.
Love it. Those sound really interesting. I love that it's so many different universities involved.
Yeah. So we're very excited. We, of course, we we promoted it at the Academy, and we had some announcements go out before the Academy, but the main bulk of our promotional effort is happening now, which, Samantha, is one of the reasons I'm so happy to get the chance to talk with you about it. And let me also encourage you, anybody who watches this or who reads about it, to spread the word at their places. So in both of those, it's eight. But we realize that any one person may not have the time or the interest to do all eight, so you can, it's very easy to pick and choose to meet your needs.
Customize,
that's right.
Sessions, I like it. Well, that sounds really useful. I wish I'd had that, you know, when going into maybe my first or second year, probably going into my second. When I was going into my first year, I I was not aware of any of this. I was focused on just show up. Well, but I still think all of that's almost more useful after your first year, as you start understanding what methods are, what research is. Depending on your background, you may not, a lot of that may not mean anything to you until you've got 1 year of a PhD program under your belt.
Well, one of our taglines I mentioned is you can learn from the best of our business, stressing the disciplines. But our other is, you know, we want to be your partner in doctoral education and faculty development. So we, and again, like others who provide content in this space, we are a nonprofit and we are focused specifically on management, management and research methods related to management. And we are eager to serve. It's just a challenge for us to keep up and adopting the changes in what the resources we provide. This is, it's, you know, one of the things that is sort of an advantage, I guess, if you will, as you spend more time in the, in our community and of management research, is you, you really can appreciate how much things have changed in a way that somebody that's just coming out can't. So, you know, in my lifetime, it began with micro research where, you know, everything was paper and pencil surveys and everything was for the most part cross-sectional analyses. And for the most part, everything was looking only at a single level of analysis, the individual. And in the time that I've been involved, we've seen, you know, the emergence of so many different data collection methods, the emergence that allow themselves to readily collect data over time from the same people, and that regularly allow for collection of data with various types of groupings that necessitate multi-level analysis. And so the whole reason I started Karma was because I felt like that management doctoral students needed help in learning and trying to keep up. And so we exist primarily for doctoral students. And so if any of you have ideas about ways that we can contact you, you can find my information on the Karma website. And we look forward to continuing to working with the NDSC.
Yes, we love partnering with Karma. It's great to have you. I love that you show up every year to talk to the students in person. I think that makes it so much more real for them as well. And I know methods are something that can seem very overwhelming when you're starting a PhD program. So the more guidance and resources available, the better.
Yeah. Well, again, if you're interested in anything that we do, that's karmattu.com. And do not hesitate to reach out for me because I love chatting and getting to know our people.
Yes. And I would also like to plug that we did an interview with Larry last year because Karma has been a long-term dedicated supporter of the NDSC. So if you go to the NDSC podcast homepage, you can see the past episodes, and I highly encourage you to go and listen to that conversation and all of the great information that came out of that interview.
Yeah, I just would like to express my appreciation for the work that you and the NDSC does, because, you know, back when I was getting started, there was no such kind of entity. And so, you know, that first year of going to the AOM can be a really bewildering experience because you feel like you just don't know anybody and not much of it makes sense. And so what I found is that, you know, what happens, you go the first time, the way I describe it is you go the first time and you meet five people. And then you go back the next time and you see those five people and they introduce you to five more. And then, so by the time you've been there 3 or 4 years, you start looking forward to going because you're going to see people that you otherwise wouldn't get the chance to see. But having the support of the NDSC and the student community, you kind of make it so much easier for people to connect. And you may recall that in when I spoke in Copenhagen, I said, take a look at the people around you. You know, like in 30 years, some of them are going to become your best friends. And that's the best part about being a part of the community. And that is achieved by groups that identify themselves with that mission, as does the NDSC. So it's always my pleasure to contribute. And I say thanks on behalf of the entire Academy for the work you guys do.
We definitely enjoy running it. I've gotten great satisfaction out of being on the executive committee. So hopefully we'll get a bunch of good folks who attended this year to join our committee for next year and make it even better in Philly.
Yeah. So that was my main point that I wanted to close with.
All right.
Wish everybody a great school year. Let us know how we can serve you better.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today. As I said, NDSC is very grateful for the partnership that we have maintained with Karma and look forward to continuing it in the future.
Yeah, me too. Everybody have a great year. Thank you.
Thanks.